back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It is 8:57. CLTV will join us in just a second. It's Get to Know Pete Zimmerman time. And let's just get some background here. Pete, when did you get into the business?
See, we're bumping up against the news, actually.
Oh, now you're concerned about the clock?
Always a producer.
I started working with Steve Dahl in 1997.
Okay. All right. And what were you doing then? Were you in school?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Apparently, he feels like he's a witness with a swinging light over his head.
I've got two things for you.
One, go ahead, Justin.
Pete's got an awesome laugh that is polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we would do the download, he would get great laughs, and the texters would text in saying, "Love that laugh," or they'd be like, "I hate that laugh."
Yeah.
It's like a 50-50. So you could do a poll on that.
It's funny you say that. I just got a text and somebody said, "Pete's got the greatest laugh ever."
See, there you go. He's got his fan club.
And what was the other thing?
And the other is he is a award-winning 16-inch, or champion, I should say, award-winning's wrong, 16-inch softball champion.
Oh, is that right? What position do you play?
I played first base.
Ooh. Now, I will say this, a very unorthodox first base.
In what way?
Pete was concerned that his leg would be trampled by an oncoming base runner,
mm-hmm.
so he would catch the ball and then step on the base.
Oh, yeah, that's not how it's normally done.
No,
you should get on YouTube and see how it's normally done.
The whole league was in awe of it. We're like, how is that possible? That should be a detriment, but he never made a mistake.
That's one fast leg is what that is.
It looked really annoying, I have to admit, because I catch the ball and then I kind of tap it, you know, tap the base.
Tap the base. Right. As a runner, you're like, this is amazing. He's going to make a mistake, but he never made a mistake.
But you have to have great hands to play first base.
That's probably the most.
And that's why you and Justin are so close.
How much did you hate when the new clincher came out of the box?
Oh. I did not like that at all.
Yeah.
What?
What does that mean?
The ball,
he's talking
the ball is
brand
really,
ball
really hard.
Comes at you.
Oh, the 16 inch?
Yeah.
It's a
clincher. Baby, Chicago clincher.
16 inch. I'm not a fan.
I know you're not.
Must have jabbed a lot of fingers.
Baseball,
that's
get a glove.
I'm all about, I'm purist.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to go around the room here and hit you with some questions, Pete, because we want the audience to know you better. Well, there's a text here for Sandberg, 630. If you could work for Steve Dahl, working for anyone else must be heaven, even Cochran.
There's a lot of people that say that.
847, Pete, boxers or briefs, asking for a friend.
Boxers.
Are boxer briefs? You don't go with the new style? It's like a boxer briefs.
All right, Justin, you get the first question. Something you don't know about Pete.
You grew up in Oak Lawn, right?
That's a statement, not a question.
Okay, well, I'm starting. That's how I do it.
Well, take your time. It's
actually
9 o'clock.
Actually, the mean streets of Hickory Hills.
There you go. There it is. That's what I'm...
Right?
Southwest
right.
side of the suburbs.
And he used to get guacamole from Chi-Chi's and just eat it with a spoon.
This is fake news. It was Pepe's.
Favorite restaurant.
He also wore a t-shirt when he swam.
Flash bar in your area. Hickory Hills area.
The Roberts Roadhouse.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll defend you swimming with your shirt on so you don't get nipple chafing.
He burns easy. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Remember when I was a band called Nipple Chafing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were so good.
Dave, question for Pete.
Pete, what's your favorite sport and who's your favorite sports broadcaster?
My favorite sport is probably baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Carey?
And probably Matt Vizagarian.
Oh, for the same reasons
Vizagarian.
I like him.
Who's second?
Dave Ennett.
Well, that's not bad, Dave.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, Doc Emmerich's listening now, and he just slammed the radio off. Super Joe, your question for Pete.
What's your favorite Italian dish?
That's Super Joe Romano, by the way.
The other day, we were in our offices, and Justin was talking about going to Vito and Nick's for some pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he mentioned to Joe that he was going for pizza, and Justin asked Joe for what his recommendation was, and Joe said, "Got to go sausage and pepperoni."
Pepperoni. With the mozzarella. Yeah.
So I'm going to go pizza, no meat.
Pizza.
Yeah.
What? He and his wife are vegetarians. That came from his wife.
Yeah. And I also will add, if you want something annoying about Pete, he's a competitive exerciser.
He's a competitive vegetarian, apparently.
No, he goes to the places where you have to beat people at exercise.
He does Orange Theory, you know, where they...
Are we really getting off the fact that he eats pizza without meat that quickly?
He doesn't eat meat.
What's wrong with that? That's okay.
No, it's really not.
Vegetarian pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Cheese pizza.
Welcome to America.
Kale pizza.
Eat the meat. Mary Vandeville, question for Pete.
Okay, Pete, so what TV show do you watch that you're ashamed to tell us all that you watch?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
The Bachelorette.
Yep.
Yes.
Golly. Dude.
Excellent.
I was really fond of you.
I hate this guy now.
Yeah, right? Steve Grzanich.
Pete, does it make you nervous that it's now 9:03?
Yeah. It's actually 9:02 and a half. Let's not exaggerate.
Yes, it does.
John DeCosta.
I just found out, here's how humble he is. His real last name is Bimmerman, but it came too early in the phone book. So he wanted to put it to the end. Favorite movie genre?
Romantic comedy?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought you'd gone film noir because of the odd things that Sandberg said.
Like, I don't like superheroes. I'm not into superheroes and Star Wars and such. Mm-hmm. I just like movies that are people talking.
Well, right. he likes Lifetime movies. The Lifetime movie.
Oh, well, who doesn't like a good cry?
Oh, excuse me.
I was just saying, you and your wife had a podcast, Molly and Pete Save Christmas, where they broke down every Lifetime Christmas movie. Yeah. You can get it at WGNRadio.com.
Was it Lifetime or Hallmark?
Actually, I guess it was both.
Both.
But
Hallmark, okay.
Hallmark has a ton of those. That's why
Christmas is his favorite holiday.
Well, then he's back in the game. And the question I have for you is, what can I do to make your stay here at the Steve Cochran Show more enjoyable?
Got to do something about the start time.
All right. We'll change the start time. Start time tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. You know what? I like the way you think, Zimmerman. Pete, this is the beginning of Get to Know Pete. We'll continue to have a Get to Know Pete segment. He thought he was off the hook. We'll bring this back with some regularity.